He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, you're powered!
Summoning the power up!
We're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking, and now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a special WonkyBot pilot presentation. Stuart St. John's Time Stream.
Time. It's defined as the indefinite and continued progress of existence and events that occur in an apparently irreversible succession from the past, through the present, and into the future. No, I didn't memorize that. I'm actually reading it off a Wikipedia page. But basically what it means is, time marches forward whether we like it or not. But what if I were to tell you time wasn't irreversible? What if I told you there's a way to alter time? Because there is. Mind blown, right? And here's the catch. We humans aren't the only ones who know about it.
Please prepare for landing.
Dad, wake up.
Huh? What?
We're in Virginia.
I fell asleep?
Mm-hmm. I would too if I was reading that book. From inside the destiny of the ancient world, from early days to the destruction of the Roman Empire. See?
Yawning. It's actually quite interesting. What are you doing?
Pretexting.
What is pretexting?
Writing text while my phone's offline, and then when I get a signal, bam, I send out all my texts at once.
Who's so important that you have to pretext?
They're called friends, Dad. You know, the ones I had to leave behind in Geneva so we could move back here. Okay, got my bags off the carousel, just missing my art bag.
Isn't that it over there?
Oh my God, it got mangled.
Told you to ship it with our other stuff.
Dad, it's my art.
Which you don't need right now.
My art is my soul.
And now your soul is crushed.
Loving the compassion.
Come on, I've got a car waiting.
seriously, if it was a bag filled with history books, you'd feel totally different.
History books don't mangle. They're strong, solid.
Boring? Did something happen in the world that we don't know about?
What do you mean?
The TV monitors? Everyone's looking at them?
It's behind me. The Eiffel Tower, which scientists now believe is emitting the rumbling noise, which can be heard all throughout Paris.
The
strange sound was first reported just hours ago. Acoustical consultant Newman Leventhal says he and other scientists are baffled as to why the Eiffel Tower is suddenly emitting the frightening hum.
What's going on?
No idea.
Guys, this is headquarters. Do you copy? I repeat, this is Logan at HQ. Julian. Myra? Lexi? Dominic? Guys, please, come in. Nothing. We've lost them. We've lost the connection to 1886 Paris, France. We've lost the history knots. Hear me, Savandra?
I'm across the room. Of course I heard you, Mr. Richards.
What do we do?
We do not panic, for one.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out. And our time travelers have fallen off the radar, and you don't want me to panic?
Panic causes wildly unthinking behavior, Mr. Richards. If you must choose a state of being, I would recommend calm.
Calm. That's easy for you to say, Savandra. You're an alien.
I might be an alien, Mr. Richards, but I do have feelings. Although, admittedly, I am able to turn those feelings off at will.
Yeah, well, look at you. I'm a meager human, and I can't.
Time-space indicator level rising.
Oh, no. I gotta see what's happening on the news.
This is Brian Kester with GNN Global News Now. We have a new development in our story about the Eiffel Tower. I'm standing on the Champ de Mars. I've never seen anything like this before. The Eiffel Tower is flickering in and out of place. Scientists here are concerned. Is this some sort of top secret military technology that's gone awry?
No, Mr. Newscaster. It's actually our team failing their mission back in 1886, which is causing a ripple effect in our present reality.
Mr. Richards, please.
I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have gotten involved in any of this. I'm from the planet Gendarus, here to help save the Earth from evil Time Lords.
Is that supposed to be me?
You five teenagers have been chosen to work with me in a secret underground cave in a Virginia mountain where four of you will jump into a time stream and protect world figures from alien abductions.
I do not sound like that.
First mission was a fluke. Second mission, we barely made it through, and now this.
Do not lose focus, Mr. Richards.
Those are my friends we've lost connection with, Savandra. Including my sister.
I am aware.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
6.4. The Eiffel Tower is gonna disappear if it keeps climbing. No one will even remember it existed.
What part of do not lose focus did you fail to comprehend?
6.5.
6.5? the TSI, it measures fluctuations and disruptions in time.
I am aware of what the TSI does.
If it climbs 2-7 or above...
I am working to re-establish communication.
It'll mean the Valkyrians are getting closer to altering the timeline.
Please, Mr. Richards, less attention to the readings of the time-space indicator and more attention on finding a solution to save the history noughts.
Julian to headquarters, come in, over. We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over. Ugh, Logan. Savandra, can you hear me?
Monsieur.
Hello. Bonjour, monsieur.
Pourquoi êtes-vous debout dans le coin de la pièce?
Okay, that's way beyond my comprehension level. Computer, translate.
Sir, why are you standing in the corner of the room?
Seriously, Jules? Gotta be faster with the responses.
My translator's glitching out.
Allow me. J'avais ma chérie qui ne l'appréciait le fait.
Ma frère. Au revoir.
Au revoir, ma chérie. And bam.
You didn't even use your translator.
Didn't need to. I know French.
What'd you say to him?
That you thought he was cute and you'd meet him later outside on the veranda.
Maya!
Okay, I didn't say that. But it would be so romantic.
Will you stop trying to set me up? I'm kind of busy trying to reestablish connection back to the 21st century here.
Right.
Besides, this is all new, okay? My parents don't even know yet. Julian to headquarters. Come in. Over.
You know I won't say a word to them, especially to Pastor Hale. Since you've kept my little situation a secret.
Have I?
Julian!
Of course I have.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not.
Which isn't exactly comforting coming from our tech guru.
Trust me, I want to wrap this mission up as bad as you do. Mostly so computer can reassemble my clothes back to something... normal.
But the eggshell stockings and gold velvet waist tote is so... you.
Cute. And how's that window curtain working for you?
It's called a corset.
You mean wardrobe malfunction?
Guys!
Oh, here comes Dominic. We can all... Dominic-y.
Dude. Did I hear your message on the comm right? Our link's been cut?
You heard right.
So we're stuck.
Temporarily.
Ugh, I got a gig I gotta get to back home.
I saw a piano downstairs.
Yeah, it's real funny, Maya.
Look on the bright side, Dom. At least we know Gustav Eiffel is here. He hasn't been abducted by Valkyrians.
And guys, we're at a party. I mean, this house rocks.
Here comes Lexi. I'm sure with a history lesson.
House? Team. This is the Musée Jacquemart André, owned by Edouard André, who was a super wealthy banker, and his wife Nelly.
What does any of that have to do with saving the life of Gustav Eiffel?
Nothing. It's just some historical fact.
I, for one, love it. You were saying, Lexi?
Think of Jacquemart André as the super couple of the time. Young, wealthy, glamorous. They built this whole mansion to house their global art collection, and now it's a museum back in our time.
Great. Thanks for the tip, Professor, but here's the deal. I'd like to be back in our awesome 21st century ASAP, visiting that museum. I'm not stranded here for the rest of my life.
Never said I'd say this, but being back in our boring little town of Hawthorne does sound super appealing right now.
Well, we still gotta finish what we came here for, or the Eiffel Tower is a goner in our century.
Speaking of the Eiffel Tower, has anyone seen Gustav? We better go find him.
Excuse me, sir. The radio, would you mind turning the radio to a news station? When we were leaving the airport, we saw something on a news report about the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France.
Dad!
What?
Give it up. He hasn't said a word since we left the airport.
And how is that okay?
Pick your battles, Dad.
Your phone. Can you pull anything up?
We're in Hawthorne, Virginia, in the middle of nowhere. No signal, remember? We're almost at Grandma's ranch anyway, right?
Sir? The news? Thanks for dropping us off at the gate! Jerk.
You should have stopped while you're ahead.
I just wanted to hear the news.
So you yelled at him? And now he's dumped us a mile away from Grandma's ranch.
It's not a mile. Grab your stuff. What are you doing now?
Texting.
I thought you didn't have a signal.
Free texting?
Right. So that when you get a signal, bam.
You're quick, Dad. I hope this is still Logan's number.
Who's Logan?
Logan. The guy I met in camp during the summer I spent with Grandma.
That was 5 years ago. You kept in touch?
That's what you do when you make a friend, Dad. Oh, I forgot. Your friends are like hundreds of years old. And dead.
Ooh, cheap shot about Dad's passion for history.
Anyway, if I'm gonna live in Hawthorne, I gotta start reaching out to the peeps.
Well, one thing at a time. We just got here.
Your point?
Let's settle in first. Figure out our next steps before you start filling up the Jessica Scott social calendar.
Ooh, cheap shot about daughter making friends.
Look, I don't want to argue, Jess. I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I'm sore.
You forgot the grouchy.
Truce.
Truce. Well, we're here. Shall we?
Stephen! Jessica!
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Mom.
Guys, I found Eiffel. He's outside on the veranda talking to a bunch of peeps.
Let me see. Yep. Surrounded by people. Dude's mega popular.
Gustav Eiffel is one of the most famous civil engineers of the century. I mean, he was the guy behind creating the Statue of Liberty.
Hold up. The Statue of Liberty was made in France?
Yep. Eiffel's company was instrumental in its design. Didn't you pay attention to Savandre's mission brief before we jumped?
Dominic? He was playing a video game on his phone.
You were spying on me?
I don't spy. I watch.
Still no contact with HQ.
Look, I know it's a little scary being out of contact with headquarters, but I think we should just carry on with the mission. We have to protect Gustav Eiffel from an alien abduction.
Agreed. Dom, any sign of the blue-skinned creeps?
Monitoring the crowd for alien DNA. Still clear.
All right, good. We just gotta stay one step ahead of the Vakhidians.
Right. If they manage to snatch Eiffel like they intend to, it'll impact the entire time stream.
And poof, there goes the Eiffel Tower. At least we were paying attention during the mission brief, Maya.
High five, girlfriend.
Whatever.
So, the first thing we've gotta do is find the tower designs that the Vakhidians stole from Eiffel's office. Dom, you keep tagging this here Eiffel.
He will not leave my sight.
Julian, you keep trying to contact HQ.
On it.
And Maya?
I'll keep an eye out for Valkyrians, while pretending I'm one of the servers.
Hey, any chance you can stop by with one of those trays of treats? I'm starving.
Sure, Your Majesty. Escargot coming right up.
Escar what?
Snails?
Ugh, never mind.
They're really not bad, dude.
You had one?
Or five.
Dom, you'll eat anything.
Boys gotta eat.
So, what about you, Lex?
Well, we know the Valkyrians hid the Eiffel Tower designs in a safe upstairs. So, that's where I'm headed. All right, let's do this. And guys, stay in contact over the comm links.
History Nuts, here we go.
Oh, Jess, oh, Stephen. Oh, it's so good to see you guys.
You too, Mom.
And a big squeeze for my favorite granddaughter.
I'm your only granddaughter.
Well, even if you weren't, you'd still be my favorite. All the way from Switzerland, my gosh. How was the flight?
Long.
In agreement as usual, I see. Hungry?
No.
Yes.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Look, Grandma, the airline mangled my art bag.
Oh, no.
Everything's okay, though.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad you brought it with you.
Hear that, Dad? At least Grandma appreciates my work.
Well, of course I do. Do you have anything new to show me?
On that note, bathroom break.
See, Grandma, if it's not history or science, then it has no value.
Shame on you, Stephen. Your mother's an artist.
Jess, turn on the news, will you?
Yeah, after I show Grandma some of my portfolio work.
Yeah, art first in this house. Look at you. Is it possible that you've gotten more beautiful? You're the spitting image of your... Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Grandma. We do the same thing. It's like she's still here.
Well, how's your dad doing?
Okay, I guess.
And what about you?
I'm hanging in. So, this is a gesture drawing I did. A figure drawing of Mom.
Oh my gosh, wow. Jess, this is beautiful.
You like it?
Yes. Your technical skill has really developed.
I have big shoes to follow.
No. You're way ahead of where I was your age.
I want to submit these to an art college.
Well, I definitely think you should. And I can help you with that. But right now, I better go make your dad something to eat.
Can I turn on your TV, Grandma?
Sure, hon. Help yourself. I'll be right here in the kitchen, okay?
The Eiffel Tower has stopped fluctuating for the moment, but has resumed emitting the loud, rumbling hum which continues to baffle scientists around the world.
At least the fluctuations have stopped.
Time-space indicator at 6.5.
TSI holding at 6.5.
That tells me that even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
But if we can't get them back home after the mission...
Let's cross that platform when we get there.
Bridge, Savandra. It's cross that bridge. That's my phone. Text just popped in. Jessica?
Jessica? Who's that?
A girl I know, well, kinda know.
Huh. I see.
I met her a few years ago at camp. We keep in touch over social media. She lives in Switzerland.
Switzerland? Ah, oh, yes. Home to CERN. The birthplace of many temporal irregularities.
But I guess she's moved here to Virginia? At least that's what her text says.
I believe I've discovered the issue.
What is it?
An energy force. Blocking the time-space connection? How's that possible? Unless...
Savandra? Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console, Logan.
The computers...
are being scanned.
Something's materializing.
More like someone. A hologram. General Vadoa. He's found me.
Savandra. I warned you it was just a matter of time before we'd find your link.
You've mined other planets, General. Leave this one alone. There's nothing for you here.
On the contrary, we've never seen a planet with a timeline so filled with the force of one. We aren't going anywhere. Such a pity you've lost access to the human travelers.
The History Knots.
Give us all access to the Continuum, and we will allow you to reconnect to them.
Never. You know I won't do that.
If not, they will remain relics of the past, and we will prevail with our plans regardless. I will give you one Earth hour to decide. Time is of the essence.
Savandra?
As I have shared with you and the others, my people are the guardians of the Continuum. If I allowed the Valkyrians access, they will consume the time-space continuum of this entire galaxy.
But if you don't, the History Knots are finished.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really oughta know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power of...
We're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my god! Embrace for him!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
Campus Medic 1, I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my god, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the Starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous, Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, guys, I'm inside the room. Now looking for the safe.
Copy, Lex. I'm just downstairs serving a snail to a bunch of French peeps.
And I'm outside on the veranda, just a few feet away from Monsieur Eiffel. And I'm still without connection to HQ.
You really need to get back to us with better information, Julian.
Guys, I found the safe. Setting the transcoder. Zap the lock. And... the Eiffel Tower plans are in my hands.
Time-space indicator at 6.4, 6.3, 6.2.
We're coming down.
They must have retrieved the Eiffel Tower blueprints. That will give the Valkyrians less of a hold on the time stream.
Now we just gotta find a way to get them all back.
Lex to team, and headed back downstairs too.
Excusez-moi, madame. Puis-je vous aider avec quelque chose?
Excuse me, mademoiselle, may I help you with something? Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Que cherchez-vous?
What are you looking for?
I was just looking for my jacket. Bomb room.
You are correct, girl. You did pick the wrong room.
Hand over the plans, traveler.
Oh my. A Valkyrian.
Time-space indicator at 6.4. 6.5. 6.6.
It's going up, Savandra. Something's happening.
They must have run into trouble.
Smells good, Grandma.
Your dad's favorite. My homemade lasagna. I do just feel a little bit guilty because I'm so happy that you're both here.
Grandma, where's the painting?
What painting?
The one you did. Grandpa's favorite? Of the Eiffel Tower.
Huh?
The Eiffel Tower.
Is that a music group or something?
Grandma, stop it.
Stop what?
What's going on?
Dad, Grandma doesn't know what the Eiffel Tower is.
The what is?
The Eiffel Tower. In Paris? The one they were talking about on TV. Wait, it was all over the news.
What was?
About the Eiffel Tower. Remember? The airport? Now there's no mention of it. I'll show you on my mobile. Eiffel Tower... oh my god. It's not showing up in my search engine.
Well, that's called jet lag, honey. I think someone might just need a good night's sleep.
No, this is crazy. The Eiffel Tower is like one of the most recognizable structures on the planet.
Honey, are you okay?
Dad, you're a history professor. And you don't remember the Eiffel Tower?
Jess.
Oh my god. I'm freaking out right now. I stood there, horrified, staring at my dad and grandma. Little did I know that 30 minutes later, everything I ever knew about the world and my life would change forever.
If you enjoyed the special pilot presentation, please let us know by leaving a comment or emailing us at hello@wonkybot.com. Your feedback will help us determine whether we greenlight the show to series. Timestream.
created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Edited and sound designed by Michael Plahuta. Theme song composed by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Executive producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. Starring the voices of Hannah Monson, Mackenzie Harms, Josiah Mostoleski, Max Harper, Ethan Turbyfil, Campbell Ella, Maddie Rao, Dennis Hart, Sandra Now, and Stuart St. John as General Vadoa. This has been a WonkyBot Studios production. Visit wonkybot.com for more information.
Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Something to power up!
We're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking, and now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.